Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, I found this story that's just kind of bizarre. at a school, and I can't even figure out where it is. It's somewhere in the United States. This school, somebody posted on TikTok videos from the kindergarten graduation ceremony. And the parents and family members were told they're only allowed to clap once for each child. So just one. That's it.
Oh. Yeah, good luck enforcing that.
No, they did enforce it. And the story is what's fascinating is how people are responding to this. So they one clap per child. There were some people who tried to go over, you know, with the regular clapping, and people wouldn't do it because they were told they can only do one clap per child. I mean, the reactions to this are crazy, but it really is kind of interesting. I mean, some people are saying, well, it makes it more efficient. Other people are saying, why is there a kindergarten graduation in the first place? It's probably what my reaction
now,
would be.
I asked my wife that question the other day because our nephew's about to have his eighth grade graduation, which is kind of a big deal in the Catholic schools because generally the kids will disperse and go to different high schools, right? So that's kind of a big deal for the eighth grade graduations, I guess.
Sure.
I've never understood the kindergarten thing.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Well, they talk about, you know, some kids would have a few family members, so they wouldn't get as many claps if you just allowed regular clapping. That's why they'd enforce this rule. But on the other side, people are saying, well, get a reality check, kids. You know, some people are going to get more claps. Get over it.
Well,
it's like that whole idea of, what do you call it, participation trophies.
Yes.
Always hated that.
So, you know, I want to be very careful how I couch this, but there's nothing more irritating to me than to go to a graduation ceremony, and it's worse at high school, it tends to be, than the college graduations I've been to. But they've got a room full of 400 or 500 people, and they've got to read their names, and they try to keep it rolling. Joe Smith, Bachelor of Education. Tina Smith, you know, Bachelor of Education. They try to go one after the other, and they ask people in the audience, please keep your clapping to a minimum so
sure.
The person coming up after them can hear, their family can hear their name called. And inevitably, there are groups of people in these graduations who stand up and scream and make complete butts of themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're selfish, and their child's graduation is more important to them than whoever's graduating right after their child or getting their diploma. Those people, I wish there was like a water cannon or something you could squirt them with.
Yeah.
That's the most obnoxious thing I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen it repeatedly at high school graduations. And I don't know what you do about it. I guess the people on the stage have started just accommodating them by pausing until they shut their stupid mouths. And then they announce the next graduate so that everybody's name gets read.
Well, maybe this is another solution. Just one clap.
But they wouldn't follow that rule either.
No, I know.
That's just obnoxious.
It is. But I just thought that was kind of brings up multiple topics.
Yes.
In terms of the way we treat our kids, the way we raise them, coddle them sometimes, you know, and celebrate them too. So that's kind of it's a weird story. It was just.
Well, if your kid is having like a kindergarten celebration and you've got a little Jethro Bodine on your hands and you think that's probably the best they're ever going to do, then you do you. If you need to go and celebrate a kid graduating from learning its ABCs, good for you. And I know a lot of them don't can't do that by the time they get out of kindergarten. We don't want to expect too much out of our kindergartners these days. My grandson is 4. He knows his ABCs already.
Yeah.
It can't be that difficult.
Last month, Pace University in New York City, they did their graduation with AI. So an AI voice called out the names of the people graduating.
Is it more likely to get the names correct?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
a great point.
Maybe not. Yeah. Why? Like at my son-in-law's graduation over here at SIUE, I remember sitting there when they came to the College of Engineering. There were a lot of people of like Indian and I guess Asian descent with these long. Can I borrow a vowel names? Mm-hmm. And I would have hated to have been the one up there trying to read those. And the person reading them did a pretty good job, but would still occasionally slaughter one because you have no idea how to pronounce some of these. And I just wonder how AI would do that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I would, it's not a bad idea. And it saves some provost from having to stand up there and risk slaughtering names.
True, and yeah, probably a lot of research to figure out how to pronounce those names.
Of course there is. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not exactly sure why they did it that way, but they did. They used AI instead of a person calling out the names of the graduates.
Well, it's the future, right? Have you heard the ads that are airing? I think they're airing on our... I was listening to the Odyssey app yesterday as I was mowing grass, because I'm trying to keep up with what's going on in Iran, and if there was a major bombing or something, I wanted to be sure I was on top of it. So I'm listening to Fox News Radio. I was listening to us, and then I was listening to Fox News Radio when they went to the Jimmy Fallon show. It was around 6 o'clock. I switched over to Fox News, the Fox News app, and I'm listening to their coverage. They did the 5, and then they went right into whatever's right after that, Laura Ingraham or whatever. And they had an ad running in the middle of it for a gift, I guess, that she just bought for her husband. I don't know if this is supposed to be a Father's Day ad or not that's still running, where you can use AI to write your own book.
Yeah.
Have you said that? So apparently somebody's brainstormed that. You can go into this system. I don't know what it costs. And it will, AI will write a 250 page book. And you pick the name of the author.
Uh-huh.
So you would put your loved one's name in there. You'd put Drew Young on there, right, as the author. Upload a photo for the cover of the book. And AI will, and you answer questions, and then AI will write a 250-page book by Drew Young on Bigfoot and aliens and whatever else Drew would want his book to be about, and then you can have it printed and sent to their house.
That's crazy. I'll tell you what happened the other day for me. I do open mics. I perform singer-songwriter stuff at open
nice.
Mics. So I was playing one, and after I finished my set, this woman comes up to me. She says, "Can you play some chords for me? I just wrote a song on AI, with AI." We got up on stage 30 seconds later, and it's on. I have a recording of it, actually. And I just picked a chord progression and said, okay, just after about two, you know, verses, pick up and start singing. And about two verses in, she started sounding really good. I didn't really understand the song, but it was a weird moment. Everyone loved it. So she just got up. She had her phone. And she just
and she had the
singing.
Words, but yeah. No, you put the music to it.
I put the music to it at this, but instantaneously, and I had not heard the song, so it was. She just had to get into the rhythm of it. But
wow,
yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty neat, except that, you know, she had just put in some search terms. I don't know, butterflies or whatever, the bartenders, whatever words. And then the song was written around. I could hear those words popping in and out of the lyrics. I went to one of these songwriting AI things just to see what it would look like.
And
it's just, AI is getting better all the time. It's too something. It's too cliche. There's just no nuance is the word. There's no nuance to those songs.
So I'm going
to
go home tonight and have AI write a song about Sasquatch, and you bring your guitar in tomorrow, and Drew's going to sing to it. How about that?
Let's do that.
Friday.
Oh, Friday. We should do it Friday? Yeah, that's awesome.
Tomorrow we're off.
Yeah, that's true, Nick. We won't be doing it tomorrow, because tomorrow it wouldn't be real, just like Sasquatch, right, Drew?
Sure.
Whatever. All right. Here's a question for you. I have to ask Scott Jagow this, since he brought up music just a minute ago. Hold on. Let me. I can't read my computer. Hold on, just a minute. I'm trying to read my computer. Do you know who Red Jumpsuit Apparatus is, Scott?
No.
You don't?
No.
Well, apparently it's a band, and the singer doesn't want you to listen to him anymore if you voted for Trump. I'm going to let you hear it in his own words coming up in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.